WM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 8:02. Alaska State Troopers say a toddler in the community of Pilot Station has died after being struck by a slow-moving pickup. The victim has been identified and was pronounced dead at the scene. Trooper spokeswoman Beth Ibsen says the truck, driven by a 38-year-old John Tinker Jr., was moving at about 5 miles per hour when it hit the girl. Ibsen says drugs and alcohol don't appear to be a factor, and no charges are expected. Ibsen says the mother briefly left the child alone on a road that is rarely traveled. She says both the mother and driver are understandably devastated. The Nome Common Council approved an ordinance last night that will allow investigative work at the future site of the Richard Foster Building. Bristol Engineering will be completing work at the Commerce Bench subdivision on the north end of Stedman Street. The site is known to have contaminated soil from previous use. Bristol Engineering will review existing environmental documentation from previous landowners Nova Gold and the Bering Straits Native Corporation. Additionally, the group will be performing a topographic survey and geotechnical exploration to provide recommendations on developing the site's foundation and infrastructure. John Blease is a senior engineer with Bristol Engineering Services Corporation. He says if the work can begin immediately, a report could be expected by the end of October. The cost for the work was approved at $123,015, with some additional costs expected. In other business last night, Nome resident Tim Smith addressed the council, asking for a police officer to be available at the upcoming NSEDC Fisheries Development Committee meeting. The reason for this request stems from a situation that happened during the public meeting last year.
About a year ago, I was ordered to leave the NSEDC Fisheries Development Committee meeting by a Nome city policeman. And so I came to you and I asked for clarification on what the requirements are for attending a public meeting.
As president of the Nome Fishermen's Association, he says he was ordered to leave because he was recording audio of the meeting. After requesting a review of the situation, Smith received a letter from the city attorney saying that the Nome Police Department had acted appropriately under the circumstances. Further questions regarding how police should handle future situations like this were forwarded to the Attorney General's office. But Smith has yet to hear an answer almost a year later. And another NSEDC meeting is coming up next week.
I just don't want the same thing to happen again. I thought that was really an outrage, and that should never happen in a public meeting.
Mayor Denise Michaels says the city manager will work with Chief Papasadora to determine if an officer can be available for the upcoming meeting. Congress is debating the funding levels for things that have huge effects on Alaska. The Environmental Protection Agency, Land Water Conservation Funds, Firefighting Resources, and others. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the House is prepared to move a bill that makes dramatic cuts. The House Appropriations Committee is finishing up its interior bill that would cut spending by $5.5 billion from the current fiscal year. Idaho Republican Mike Simpson chairs the Interior Subcommittee.
I don't like the fact that we've eliminated funding in this bill for the Woodrow Wilson Center. I don't like the fact that state and tribal wildlife grants are eliminated in this bill. I don't like the fact that the LWCF, Land and Water Conservation Fund, doesn't have funding in this bill.
The House version of the bill cuts funding for the EPA by 34%. Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers is an old-school politician. The cigar-smoking Kentuckian says his committee, tasked with paying for the EPA, needs to rein in the agency, even though that's reserved for a separate committee.
These cuts will right-size this overzealous agency. Unfortunately, in recent years, enabled by excessive stimulus funding, the EPA has done more harm than good.
Democrats contend the cuts will harm the nation's water and air, a threat to future generations. The Interior Appropriations Bill actually increases funding for emergency wildfire fighting. The government is down to just 7 planes to fight fires scattered throughout Alaska and the rest of the country. Committee members say they hope to modernize the radar systems in the fleet as well. Over in the Senate, the Interior Appropriations Committee has yet to release its bill.
We're running out of daylight between now and the end of this fiscal year.
Senator Lisa Murkowski is the top Republican on the committee. Congress will return in September for just 9 legislative days before the end of the fiscal year. There's no hearing scheduled on the Senate version. Murkowski says she has not looked at the House plan in detail, but calls the House cuts tough. A California appeals court panel has ruled that developers of the proposed Pebble Mine do not deserve special protections for buying insider documents about project opponents and using them to pursue a case with the Alaska Public Offices Commission. The decision allows a lawsuit against the Pebble Limited Partnership and others by the Renewable Resources Coalition to proceed. Pebble has acknowledged using information its lawyer bought from a former fundraiser for anti-Pebble efforts for a complaint alleging that mine opponent Bob Gillum secretly funneled nearly $2 million into an initiative aimed at stopping the project. The complaint was ultimately settled. A lower court judge found Pebble justified in pursuing a case with the information from the documents. The appeals court panel disagreed. A leader of a national effort to coax Sarah Palin into the Alaska U.S. Senate race says Palin will need to decide in the near future whether she's going to run. Niger Innes, with the Tea Party Leadership Fund, says he believes that if she got into the race, she'd be quite formidable in raising money and competing with Democratic Senator Mark Begich. Palin recently told a radio host she has considered running for Begich's seat because people have asked her to, but she also said she would like to see new candidates enter the race. The Republican candidates so far include Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and Joe Miller. Innes says the group would be exploring getting involved in the Senate race in Alaska, even if Palin doesn't run. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $8.80 an ounce to $1,315.40. Silver is down 9 cents an ounce to $19.82. Zinc is at 83 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive at 8:58 and to depart at 9:43. It is unofficially 57 degrees outside the K&OM studios, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.